This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 252, the most confusing answers on IELTS listening and reading.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, get three answers to your questions about tough listening and reading issues. Hey, what's going on, Jessica?
Hey, Lindsay. I'm doing well. How are you? Well? Anything new and exciting in Boston?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's a big day in Boston. I think I mentioned this on the last episode, but it's a holiday today and it's Marathon Monday. And so the city is going to be super busy and clogged up, but it's good. It's good. Wait, everybody's excited.
It's not a holiday here. What's the holiday?
I don't know. It's called Patriots Day, I think. Actually, to be honest, I don't know what, I don't really know what this holiday is about, but I can tell you that it's something in Massachusetts that's relevant to Massachusetts people.
That's so
and
funny.
People don't work. Like the banks are closed today. It's very weird.
Any state that I've lived in, the only special sort of holiday for that state was like the state day. You know what I mean? Like Nevada Day or Oregon Day or whatever.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. I'll have to look it up here.
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You should know. How long have you been living there?
About 5 years now.
I think these are things you have to know. Like, why are most people not working today? That seems important.
Yeah. Actually, I'm looking it up now. No, that's not right. This is right. So Patriots Day commemorates the battles of Lexington and Concord, which were fought near Boston in 1775.
Ah.
So Patriots Day is annually held on the third Monday of April.
Okay.
And it should not be confused with Patriot Day, which is considered September 11th because of the 9/11 attacks. Confusing. Don't get confused.
I didn't even know that there was a Patriot Day for September
Apparently
11th.
There is.
Do we just not know this stuff because we like work from home? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, if you had like an office job, you would get the day off today, right?
So I would.
Maybe you would know why.
Maybe it would be more relevant. Yeah, no, it's a good point. So I don't know. I just live in my little bubble world here.
So funny. Okay, so we have gathered three questions today. Three questions mm-hmm. about answers.
Yeah.
There's very specific questions. Two of them are from students in our course, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The third one is from a listener, but they're all about how to write funky answers, right? Answers that you feel like are weird on the listening and the reading exams.
Exactly. Let's do it. Let's go into it.
So the first question, and this one is from a listener, and it has to do with the reading test. So he says, is it common that the IELTS candidates have to invent their own answers? Or are we only allowed to take words or phrases from the text? For example, the question is, rockfish caught today is blank than rockfish caught in the past. And then the passage says, the average size of rockfish in the recreational catch has all that doesn't even, this grammar doesn't even make sense. Where is this taken from? Anyway, in the recreational catch, has also declined by several inches since the 1970s. So the answer would be smaller, right? Because the passage says that the fish size has declined by several inches. And the question says rockfish caught today is blank than rockfish caught in the past. So smaller is the only answer that makes sense there. So guys, this is a really good question, but yes, the answer is yes. Sometimes you do have to come up with your own word there, but I'm telling you, this is like one out of 50 tests is going to have something like this. And on that one test, it's only going to happen once. So I guess just be aware that this might right. happen, but it's really not something you should practice because then you're going to start doing it more often. And mostly, guys, 99.9% of the time, your answer has to directly come from the text.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense to spend too much time preparing for something that's not going to – more than likely not going to be on the test. It could be, yeah. right? But probably not.
Exactly. Probably not. I mean, like I said, it's like, you know, one – I'm going to say like one out of 100. I'm going to make it even smaller okay. odds that you'll get this because seriously, like this almost never happens. And even in the thousands of practice tests that I've looked through, I've seen it like once or twice. You know, okay. so yeah. really, guys, nothing to worry about. I know it's weird and it is weird. IELTS does have these little eccentricities sometimes to throw you, but they're so rare. And if it's just one out of the 40 questions, even, right? Like,
yeah,
I don't think it's going to hurt your score that badly if maybe you mess this one question up. Instead, mm-hmm. what you need to do is focus on answering the other ones with, you know, these clear steps and strategies.
Right. Focus on learning the strategies that will help you across all of the question types, right? Or across specific question types, not just this one random weird question.
Right. Yeah.
Without a doubt, one of our coolest success stories is Nadia, who was able to move her band score from a 6 to a 7.5 in 30 days using the Three Keys IELTS success system. She even got an 8 on her speaking test. If you want to do the same and be off for your life vision, be able to follow your dreams in the future, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
So the second question, this is from someone in our course. They were wondering about how to write dates. And actually, we might have answered this before, but I know that this is a concern if you're practicing with British materials or American materials. Right. The dates are – we write our dates differently, right? In Europe, yeah. they go month – no, wait. Day, month, year, but we right. go month, day, year mm-hmm. when we're writing dates. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You, as long as the correct words and numbers are there, they can be in any order. Okay. It's yeah. the same, like about spelling. Should I spell color with a U or not? It doesn't matter. As long as what you're writing is correct in either American or British English, you are fine.
Yeah. Guys, don't waste your time on things that are not going to influence your score. I mean, we're getting questions like these a lot. It's a good question if you didn't know. But yeah. once you know, then don't obsess over little things because exactly. you could waste months obsessing over the tiny little things that don't influence your score.
Yeah. And if, you know, if you look at the back of the Cambridge books, they give you, all the options for answering the question correctly. And in our practice test as well, I give you all the options for answering it correctly. So, I mean, don't worry about that. It's fine. okay. So the third question is coming from our Facebook group and this person was doing a Cambridge practice exam. Mm-hmm. I don't know which book, but it was a listening test. And the transcript says the third floor is devoted to sports bags. And so he answered sports bags. All right. But the correct answer was just bags. And he's like, why? So actually another student in the course took care of this. The student in the course was like, good. Did you read the directions? Because yeah. guys, the directions tell you how many words to write. And if you go above that, your answer is wrong. So the instructions told him no more than one word for your answer. That's why the answer is just bags. And that's another way that IELTS trips you up because they yeah. know that if you're listening, you're going to write down sports bags. Oh. You know, they know that. So pay attention to the instructions, mm-hmm. guys, for listening and reading. They tell you how many words or numbers you can write.
Yeah. I think that we've talked about some strategies that we've heard about from other courses, other teachers that instruct you to ignore the instructions and go and do something else to prepare. I think we've talked about that, Jessica, before.
Yeah.
You know, bad idea, right?
Bad idea.
And it's the same, you know, it's the same thing by saying, when the IELTS tells you to check your answers, you know, like at the end of the listening section, they say, that is the end of section one. You now have some time to check your answers. That, and some teachers and students, I've heard people say this all the time, you just skip ahead to the next section, you know, use that time to be able to read the questions in the next section. You need to check your spelling and maybe you'll catch some mistakes. You need to check to see that your answers make sense. In the course, I tell you three specific things to check for, that if you catch these things, it will raise your score. So this is golden opportunity to raise your score. It's the same in writing, right? You need to leave time to proofread because that 5 minutes at the end for checking your essay. And again, in the course, I give you specific things to check for to raise your score. If you do that, it'll raise your vocabulary score and your grammar score, right? Yeah. If you, the steps are there for a reason.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I think it goes back to the theme that's come up often here, Jessica, is don't try to outsmart the test, right? It's well designed. As you always say, it's well designed. The instructions are the way they are for a reason. And there are certain strategies you can use to maximize your score, but don't skip the test. Outsmart the test. Don't ignore the instructions. Don't do something else because you think you're smarter than the test.
Exactly. Yeah. So at the beginning of the section, you will have time to look at the questions. And that actually came up in the Facebook group recently as well. The student was like, I never have enough time to read the questions and underline the keywords. But come to find out, that's because she had just joined. She had just begun the listening module. And that's why, like she hadn't practiced yet. So I responded to her. I was like, I know you're worried and you're anxious. And it's easy to freak out, but don't worry. All it takes is practice, right? Yeah, the more you practice something, the faster you get. That's a fact. That is a scientific fact. Yes. So if you start practicing, don't worry about time, right? We're not worried about time. We're only worried about doing things correctly and learning the correct strategies. Once you understand the strategies and you can do them well, then you start timing yourself. And that's true in all parts of the test.
Very cool. It's kind of a tapered approach or a scaffolded approach, Jessica, right? You move up and make it harder gradually, and then we're ready to walk into the test with the confidence that we need.
Exactly. Exactly. Cool. I felt like my voice went extra high there. Exactly.
She's so enthusiastic.
I do get very emotional about some of my answers on this show.
Oh, well, we're giving out gold here, Jessica. Giving out gold. So guys, hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're ready to get into our course to shorten your prep time, and again, as I always say, to get to your life vision, just cut, you know, get beyond this IELTS exam. A lot of people end up taking this exam 5 or 6 times. This is ridiculous. There's no reason to do that. You know, people who do that, they spend $800 on this exam.
That's ridiculous.
Our course is less than $200. So do the math, sit down, do the math, write it out, and then come join our course.
Exactly. It's only logical, you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS, and we'd be happy to welcome you into the Facebook group. You can start asking us any question you want.
There you go. And we respond like so fast. Definitely. Unless I do try and take Sundays off, but if it's outside of that, I'm pretty much ready to answer you at any time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. You can't get that in too many other places around the internet. I mean,
like,
you really
no
can't.
Other places.
That is, it's a nice personal nature of our Facebook group, right? It's very friendly and people are connected, helping each other. I don't see that other places.
No, guys, I mean, we know, even though we are obviously strong proponents and supporters of online learning, we do recognize the value of traditional classrooms and what advantage that has. So we've taken those advantages, and incorporated them into our online course. You know, we know the things that people like about traditional learning in a classroom environment. And it's the camaraderie. It's that access to real people. And that's exactly what we have in our online course.
You got it. Very well said, Jessica. Very cool. Let's wrap it up for today, and we'll be back here again very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.